Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
6:44, 16 till 7, a smattering of rain about out New Orleans East and in Baton Rouge, a donut kind of in between. They say it should be over with by 8 o'clock, and then it turns a little bit cooler tomorrow, not necessarily today. Highs a day of 70, then tomorrow, nothing but sunshine. Highs of 64, 70 on Sunday with plenty of sunshine. Looking all the way through Saturday, Super Bowl Eve, if you want to call it that. Warming, spring-like temperatures throughout the city, which is kind of like Chamber of Commerce weather, right? Highs in the mid-70s, and who'd have thunk it after where we were last week at this time? But that's winter in New Orleans. What are you going to do? Rafael Goyeneche joins us now, the president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. Good morning, Rafael. How are you?
Well, fine, Tommy. How are you doing?
Well, I was okay, and then I was listening to Newell yesterday and you talking to him as I was going to get some groceries, and I couldn't believe what I heard, and I actually did pull off on side the road and text Newell to make sure that what I heard was right. Let's talk about the Super Bowl security plan, what it calls for, and then we'll get to the whole. How does it stand now for the security district in the quarter, Rafael?
Okay, so, you know, this week there have been two plans announced, one for the French Quarter, and the city held a meeting pursuant to their plans for the French Quarter and really securing and trying to prevent another January 1st type vehicle threat event. So what they're going to do, what the city's going to be doing is blocking off Bourbon Street from Canal to St. Anne. And they're going to block off the through streets. And they had a meeting this week to discuss with the residents and merchants in the French Quarter what their thoughts would be on when and how they should block off those streets and how it would impact their business and their lives. So the whole purpose of that is to prevent a threat from a vehicle. On the same day, the governor held a press conference announcing a plan in which, under his executive authority, he's extending the state of emergency. And during the special event of the Super Bowl and Mardi Gras, there's going to be additional restrictions in the French Quarter that you are not allowed to bring ice chests and ice backpacks into the quarter or the enhanced perimeter on Bourbon Street. So they also are going to encourage people not to bring any purses or handbags bigger than 4x6 fanny packs, suitcases or anything like that. And the purpose of that is to try and restrict and eliminate the threat of bombs being brought into the French Quarter. So when someone walks with a discouraged device like a handbag, they're subject to search. And when they're searching, they're looking for explosives. But what I was talking to Newell about is that under the law that was passed this year, you can carry a gun into the French Quarter, and previously, before this law was passed, you couldn't carry a concealed weapon in the French Quarter without a permit. So the threat that we're trying to eliminate is a terrorist attack. And the terrorist that attacked New Orleans, he used a vehicle, he used explosives, and he used handguns. The solutions that are being proposed are to block the use of vehicles, to reduce the potential of explosives being introduced in the French Quarter, but there's nothing that can be done legally with respect to people bringing firearms in the French Quarter because of the constitutional carry legislation. So if someone's bag is being checked and they discover that there's a handgun and ammunition in it, they have no recourse but to let them walk into the French Quarter. And that poses a real threat. But that's the law, and the law enforcement's responsibility is to adhere to the law and limit the threats that they can legally obtain, and that is vehicles and explosives, but not handguns.
So if somebody goes into the, and I'm not encouraging this, but it's just the law, that if somebody goes in this French Quarter enhanced security zone, which extends from Canal to St. Anne, one way, from Dauphine to Royal the other, they're going to have their bag checked. It can only be of a certain size. And we'll get to tourists in a minute, checking the hotels with suitcases and what is involved there. However, and what we're saying is, and this is what it's going to look like, if at one of those checkpoints I'm carrying three Glocks and 1,000 rounds of ammo, they're going to say, okay, go ahead. Accurate?
They can't stop them. They can't stop them.
All right, let's take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I just want to get that part of it out the way. Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. I know Republican legislators that thought this was a terrible idea, this concealed so-called constitutional carry, the carry without a permit. But they voted for it because they were afraid politically, and now it seems as though the chickens have come home to roost, so to speak. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:55, 5 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. I heard him talk to Newell about something yesterday that literally made me pull off to the side of the road and text Newell to see if I heard properly, and that is, with this enhanced security district in the French Quarter, your package or purse can only be so big, you can't bring an ice chest. However, if they check your package and you're carrying three Glock pistols and 1,000 rounds of ammunition, they can't stop you, and I'm making an extreme example there. But also, when it comes to open carry, if I got an AR-15 on my shoulder with the strap, open carrying it, can they stop me for that, Rafael?
No. I mean, that's lawful in Louisiana.
Okay.
So the National Guard is going to be checking these bags. There's going to be 350 guardsmen assigned to the city. You know, there's going to be probably up to about half of the Louisiana State Police Force are going to be deployed here during the Super Bowl. So, and that's in addition to the NOPD and all of the surrounding sheriffs that are providing additional support. You know, the city is going to be staffed to the level that we've never seen from a law enforcement perspective before. I think the city is going to be safe. But the thing that threatens the safety of the city are some of the laws of Louisiana that impede law enforcement's ability to better protect and serve the people of this city.
Somebody texted in, and I don't know if this has anything to do with anything, but it says, has concealed carry been a problem in the quarter thus far? I do know that Mike Pearlstein reported yesterday 15 people were killed in shootings last year in the 8th District, which includes the French Quarter, 14 people, and it's not a competition, I understand that, fatally rammed by the terror suspect's truck, who used his truck and then did get out of the truck and start shooting after it hit that piece of equipment. So I guess, compare and contrast, if you will, the difference with, everyday permitless carry and maybe a Super Bowl crowd, especially after the terrorist attack?
Listen, you know, there are people that are trained in firearm, how to use a firearm. And there was an example of, you know, a firearm introduced on Canal Street during the Bayou Classic. And there was a shootout on Canal Street. And there was a large crowd. And the two shooters were shooting at each other, and caught in the crossfire was a police officer. The police officer actually had to hit the ground. The police officer that's been trained in how to use a firearm was not able to use their firearm because of the crowd. So the argument for concealed carry is that giving everybody the opportunity to carry, the good guys to carry a gun, will neutralize the bad guys that are carrying guns and using guns to commit crimes. But anyone that knows anything about firearms knows that you cannot safely discharge your firearm in a crowd of people. So, you know, that's an inherent flaw. And in Louisiana, there are exceptions to people being able to carry firearms into police stations, into airports, into schools, into the state capitol, because the threat to safety outweighs the, you know, constitutional right to carry a firearm. And there are a number of areas that the Louisiana legislature has determined that you can't carry a firearm into.
Raphael, let me jump in real quick. We only have 90 seconds left, and I want to get to this part. You're the president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. You are an attorney. People are texting in. Is there, I don't know if the governor, if this has been brought to the governor's attention or not during the press conference. It certainly, I don't think it was. The first I heard of it was yesterday with you and Newell. Is there anything that can be done now by the governor's executive order to change any of this or not?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I really don't. You know, I'm certainly sure that that was a consideration, and the fact that it wasn't included, suggests to me that maybe there is an illegal basis for doing that, but I don't know the answer to that definitively as we speak right
but
now.
But it would beg believability to think that at some point somebody on the governor's staff didn't bring this up and say, you know, you can't stop people from carrying guns, right?
I'm certainly, it's been a discussion, you know, all through the Super Bowl, even before the January 1st terror attack.
Thank you. Appreciate your time, Raphael, and the insight. We always learn some. Raphael Goneche, president of Metropolitan Crime Commission. We're going to learn something from David Hammer when we come back about the Archdiocese and Second Harvest Food Bank. And, man, I'm going to tell you, it is just me, but every time I'm about ready to go back to church, something like this happens.